Our Technique, Choosing to Be Positive, by Howard Brinton. When informed by my wife Barbara that she had just been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, the first choice was upon me: to be afraid, angry, depressed, or many other emotional states that wouldn't serve either of us well. What worked for me was curiosity. This led us to discover the HUGA Center's Can-Do program for people with MS. See www.huga.org/programs/can_do. One of the best things we were told when we attended our week-long session was to give the illness a name. My wife dubbed her MS, Dick, D-I-Q-U-E, pronounced Dick. We focused on what we could do now that we had to have Dick along. Her summary of a particularly difficult day might be, "Well, Dick kept me in bed for half a day." Letting go of the old normal means accepting Barbara's new normal. From playing golf to going to the bathroom, we have daily opportunities to take baby steps toward our new life with Dick. Our deep belief that we are all born magnificent and are given the chance to enhance that gift throughout our lives has served me and Barbara well. She has accepted her shining spirit and soul, and now places less of her self-worth on such things as a need to be right, or for order or neatness. When we both vowed for better or for worse, we never thought either of us would be tested with the worse portion. We've been given the chance to realize that neither illness nor gifts, neither background nor looks define who we really are. We've been given an opportunity to test the level of love we have for each other. We spend as little time as possible looking backward for cause, fault, or blame. Such energy is better used in finding ways to create the better in all we do. Howard and Barbara Brinton have become outspoken advocates for taking a positive approach to living with MS. Howard now serves on the HUGA Center Board of Directors and last summer hosted the Sanctuary Golf Tournament to raise funds for the center.